Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
And Jerry, it's been a little bit different with all this German repatriation news, and Germany's finally getting smart. You know, a lot of people don't realize next to the United States that owns 26% of the world's boat supply, allegedly. Germany's number two with 11%, and they now, their citizens are asking them to move their gold back from the Federal Reserve in New York, and immediately the Federal Reserve moves and gets the deal stretched over 7 years. So, you know, it doesn't make sense, except all the gold's not there. So we're starting to see things, and we hear this week, too, the Netherlands now considering bringing their gold back. And every time you hear something like this, this is good for gold investors that are holding, because it's putting pressures, and when people do lease out gold to more than one person, if that is the case that many people believe, then certainly as gold goes back to where its home base of people that own it, the leasing stops and there's more and more pressure on the physical gold market. So this is a very, very big thing for Germany to step up and do this. And I really expect this to continue. And over the next 7 years, we feel almost every country will take their gold back. The big news on the silver front has been the premiums and the U.S. Mint cutting off sales after only two and a half weeks into the year. They had over 4 million ounce orders for 1 ounce Silver Eagles 2013s. And literally they had to stop for 2 weeks and won't start back till next week filling our orders. And they've raised the premium we have to pay them 50 cents per ounce. And the Canadian government has raised the silver maple leaves a quarter. So the new silver buffaloes that we have from Highland Mint and the 1 ounce silver bars that have the design like a Morgan silver dollar probably also will get raised in the next week. So if you're looking for a good deal in silver, you should be looking at the silver buffaloes, the silver Morgan 1 ounce silver bars is the best place for your value right now, because we do expect the premium to continue to go up in silver. And palladium, I am so thankful most of you had patience and waited to see it doing, see it now up to 720s, 730s from 566 only 2.5 months ago. It's been an incredible move. And we still think with everything headed toward quantitative easing and no worldwide recession in 2013, that palladium really should easily get through 800 in the next couple months. And that's another 7 or 8% increase. And platinum that ended up the number one last year in performance of the four, many people are predicting it will be second this year behind silver. So, you know, we've got all kind of good things going on in the market, and we haven't even gotten the debt ceiling, which is the number one driver of what we expect gold especially to do with the history of every increase in the debt ceiling. Gold has a very big increase, and this should be no different this time. And I received an email from my U.S. senator this morning that goes out to thousands of people in Georgia, but he's talking about the debt ceiling. They'll do everything they can to keep the debt ceiling down. And then this week, you know, we know we borrow $4 billion per day more than we take in. It's been going on with Obama for over 4 years. So you're talking about debt's been over $1.5 trillion a year. And now we hear that we're borrowing, instead of $4 billion a day, it's like $4.2 billion per day. The deficit's actually going up and not down. So this is another real good thing for gold, because it means more printing of money. It means more the Federal Reserve having to buy their own treasury bills and print money to buy it. And then we see Japan also going to quantitative easing under this new leader, which they were last to resist after nearly a 20-year recession. So everything is positive for a pretty big uptick in all the metals, starting as early as right now up until the debt ceiling war that will start taking place in the next 60 days. So hopefully this gives everybody an update. And for any of you that need to contact, it can be reached at 1-800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. 2812. If you're not on my email blast list, we keep it very confidential. We send out two or three emails a week on market conditions or buying sales signals or specials. You can go on fpmdaily.com, hit the precious metals button and sign up, and FPM will send over your email and we'll get you on the email blast. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.